the camping visitation and revenue report. Scott Simpson again. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Scott Simpson, Parks and Recreation Division. Just going to give you a little update about how September went in Parks Division, as well as how we're looking year to date. The handout that we gave you ends. That's concerning to us. You know, we don't like to see ourselves going the other way. We like to continue to see improvement on all those numbers. I don't know that that's sustainable forever, but it's definitely something that we're monitoring. I think the fact that, you know, some of these other numbers that we're going to get into still tell us that we've got a healthy and robust park system. Just for whatever reason, we're seeing a few less visitations this year, but overall, we're still in pretty good shape. The one number, I guess, that maybe kind of stands out a little bit, you know, seeing Custer State Park down 10% in visitations. You know, we've heard over the last few years, you know, Custer State Park going up and up. Having to think about what are we going to do to limit the number of people that are in the park at any given time. You know, some of those things are tend to take care of themselves for whatever reason. So I don't know that a reduction in visitation in some of these places is necessarily the worst thing in the world. Maybe gives us an indication that they're not coming as often, but they're staying longer. You know, because that's what we aren't counting individual visitors. We're talking about visitation, so trips in and out of the facilities that we manage. So anyway, yeah, down about 8%, but we're going to be well over 7 million visitations for the year. And if you look back historically, we are still at very elevated numbers. So still positive from that aspect. If you turn to page 26 in your books, some of the good news, like I said, when we look at year-to-date camping, when we look at September, you'll see that for the month we were up about 7% in camping in all of our facilities, and for the year we're right at about where we were at last year, up 1%. So I think last year we ended the year at about 394,000-ish camping units, and it appears as though we're going to be tracking towards that. I think it's real weather dependent. October is one of those months that can either help us out or hurt us. Kind of depends on what Mother Nature wants to do. But again, it is going to be a very solid camping year. We're going to be right up against those numbers that we were at last year, which were phenomenal. So going to be around that 390 again, I think, someplace. Turning the page to page 27, look at some of our revenue numbers. Again, you can see that camping was up last in September, but if we see what we did with annual permits, permits in general, you'll see that we did lack or run a little bit behind of what we did last September, actually down 22%. And for the month, we're going to be down about, 250,000 over where we were at last year. So down about 11% over last September. Again, September is not our biggest month, but it definitely is one of those that has an impact of a couple million dollars. But that's, you know, it's still strong revenue. It's still strong participation. And when we look at what happens over a year's time at that last graph at the bottom of the page there, you'll see that our revenue is tracking really close to where we were at last year. We're down 1%. Camping continues to be that thing that brings everything along with it. We're up right now. We're sitting at up about 10% in revenue, which is fantastic. We're lagging a little bit behind on the permits. That's concerning. We're maybe looking at some strategies to increase, get back some of that day use. I don't think it's we're dissimilar from maybe where the wildlife folks are from. You know, where did those fishermen go from a couple of years ago during the pandemic? Well, where did our day users go? What are they doing? But at the same time, we kind of realize this is probably going to happen, right? As we came out of 20 and 21, baseball gets fired back up again. Soccer gets fired back up again. People are going back to swimming pools and whatnot. And we were likely going to see a little bit of a decrease in use of the parks, but it's fantastic that our camping numbers are there. We're going to be looking, you know, we're always looking for additional opportunities. If we've got a couple of campsites, maybe we can slide in someplace in an existing campsite. We'll certainly try to do that. We'll try to encourage more midweek use, do all those kinds of things to accommodate those folks. But it's, you know, we're kind of getting to the tail end here. September's probably our last, you know, month that has a significant impact on what our year looks like. We'll get through October here, but we're kind of wrapping things up. And I think, you know, by all measures, it's another successful year. It's not, you know, I know Director Kirschman always makes fun of me for record years, right? And we're going to have a record year this year, but we're going to have a pretty solid year. And it's going to continue to fund those initiatives that we've got going forward. It's going to leave us in a good spot to take care of some of those projects that Adam was telling us about earlier. We're going to be in a good spot, and we'll continue and be moving forward and making everything better, just like we always do. And we'll look forward to another good year next year. So anyway, I'd be happy to try to answer any questions.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. Any questions? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Commissioner Bartling. Scott, along the Missouri River, of course, we're seeing quite a number of private campgrounds now starting to pop up. How do we compare in rates as far as charging for a night stay? I don't know. You know, I think those are more permanent. They're becoming more permanent campgrounds versus, you know, the customer coming in and spending the weekend at one of the state parks. So do you have any feel for that? And what do you think that's going to do down the road for us?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Bartley, that's a great question, because I don't think we do know how that might impact state parks moving forward. I think that the private campgrounds, they obviously provide a service that people are looking for. And it's something different than what we provide. You know, we are 14-day maximum stay. We don't have water, sewer, you know, the full hookup sites. We're probably more of those weekend kind of folks, right? As far as, you know, what those price structures look like, I'm not real familiar. I know it wouldn't take me very long to figure that out. But I know north of Pier, there's some of these that are private campgrounds that are going in. I want to say they're in that $1,500 a year range. It allows you to, you know, leave your camper there year round, or during the season, whatever you prefer. You know, they're getting more and more popular, but at the same time, when I look at how full we are, I'm not sure where we would put those people right now. You know, if we've got 3,000-4,000 spots, I think it was one of the numbers that I heard from Pickstown to Platte and then even some other areas. If those folks are going up and down the road every weekend right now looking for a spot, I think we would be real challenged to find a spot for them. Those small communities, I guess, that